All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but somehow still live from the lair. And today I'm answering, I got some emails from a couple of guys that asked me about my philosophy of why I do what I do and how I do it. Now, I'm just going to be honest here. This is going to sound kind of morbid, but this is a quote from Hemingway. And it basically says, "Those who have hunted armed men long enough and learned to like it will seldom, if ever, love anything else." Well, this is my other thing else. I am literally riding into the valley of death and pulling dudes out of there with logic, reason, truth, and comedy. I'm going to run you through a quick lecture here in regards to how this works. Now, don't ask me how I got this. It just showed up in my thinking meat one day. Ever since I recovered from a TBI and a stroke, my mind works different. So here we go.
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
This one's called The Life and Death of It. Now, we're all born and we're all gonna die. So on this map, or on this lecture here, you have where you're born and when you die. And in between these two points is a path called life. And what keeps you here basically is hope, purpose, and mission. And you'll see up here, you go, you know, high school, trade school, college, career, marriage, retire, and then you get to death.
Game over, man, it's game over.
There are things that happen out there that knock people off of this path. They lose hope, purpose, mission, and they find themselves down here, which is called, I call it the Valley of Death. You can call it the decision phase, where people who get knocked off the path are really considering, why the hell am I here? What is the purpose? And this is where I do all my work here, is in the Valley of Death or decision phase. Now, what are some of the things that will knock you off this path? It's very simple. You get stressors, divorce, loss of children, financial crucifixion, death, prison, sickness. Underneath sickness is pain. No progress. You feel like you're running in place. Loneliness, unrecoverable mistakes. And then down here, I have loss of hope, purpose, and mission. Now, a lot of the guys who self-delete do so after a divorce-filled relationship. So these three work together. You get divorced, you lose your children, and you're getting financially crucified. Now, a lot of guys out there put purpose, their purpose is their family. And all of a sudden, that gets removed. And on top of that, basically financially crucified, and they lose their children. Now, when you lose your children and you have a divorce, it feels like death. So I put that one here right below there. Now, a lot of times they'll have a death in the family, a death of a child. That is a big one. Death of a wife, some various other situations. But, you know what I'm saying here. Then you have prison. Now, I myself have never been to prison. I know quite a few guys who have been to prison and made it out of there and did okay. I also know a couple guys who will never get out of prison. You'll feel like life is a prison, especially when you watch your kids grow up and fast forward. The minute you don't make a payment, they're calling you to arrest you. If you lose your job or get sick and you can't pay, they can literally throw you in big boy prison. And, bad things happen there.
You know what they make you do in county? Toss the salad.
Okay, next you have sickness. Underneath that is pain. All right, a lot of people go through some protracted illnesses and experience a lot of pain. And life looks a whole different when you're dealing with such situations. Then you have the no progress, where you feel like you're running in place and you're not getting anywhere. And it's a shit show. Next, you have loneliness. It's self-explanatory, unrecoverable mistakes. Now, there are very few unrecoverable mistakes, okay? Most of the time, you can pull out of the dive, unless you have some kind of spinal injury from a mistake that obviously that's not going to be corrected. It is what it is. Now, I do my work here in the decision phase. When people are in this decision phase, I call it the Valley of Death, they're actively looking for reasons to stay or go. And you won't even know what's happening. You walk by people all the time, and they might be in this phase, and you won't ever know it. So this is the decision phase, and this is where I do my work, where I get you to laugh. Now, if you look at my body of work, I cover so many subjects in the past 20 years. Some of them are more serious than others, but a lot of them have to do with the man-woman dynamic. And listen, I'm going to be honest. Women do fuel a lot of the self-deletions. And if I can get you laughing, what you don't realize while you're doing that is I'm literally in your thinking meat, flipping switches, looking down the rifle sights of your life and putting you in the right direction so you stay above the grass.
Damn, it's hot in there!
Another thing we do here is people who watch our content realize that it's not just you. This is happening to many other people, and you are not alone. Because guess what? When you lose hope, purpose, and reason, and you feel like you're completely isolated, it just makes it that much worse. All right, but you're not by yourself here. Next, getting you laughing, you realize there are reasons to stay. So what I'm doing by getting you laughing is I'm tipping that scale more on the side of staying alive than doing an exfil. Next, when you're laughing, everything looks different, all right? I get you laughing, depression is not as deep, all right? Hesitation can be overcome. I allow you to see through the darkness. When you're laughing, you can literally ignore a lot of the darkness that's going on. And what we do here is we build hope through comedy.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.
A lot of guys out there are gonna watch whatever content they're going to watch. I get it. And I'm not a psychologist, nor do I want to be. But I was there, okay? I was there at the edge, and I got swapped out for another guy. Now, pound for pound, we at Redonkulous are outperforming these billion-dollar programs for anti-suicide. Why that is, I'm going to explain it right now. The conventional intervention happens right here. Once that person gets to his decision point and he says, fuck it, I'm out, you have very, very limited time to intervene. And you might not even know it, because men, we don't really do the, you know, faking suicide. When we decide we're done, we are fucking done. And a lot of people don't even know that. They don't know what's going on. But I have literally seen our United States government burn through billions upon billions of dollars, hire an army of psychiatrists, counselors, head doctors, you name it, and they've literally made no progress because they're all sitting here at the edge of oblivion with butterfly nets trying to catch the onesie twosies. We here at Redonkulous, we're operating in the entire Valley of Death. And we're getting to you before you make that critical decision to leave. And it makes all the difference. We're up to 593 lives saved, and we're going to read another one into the record here shortly. So hopefully you found this interesting, and it's not in vain. You guys take it easy.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleed. Fuel bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.